Chell Anderson is a North Shore naturalist. She lives here in Cook County and joins us periodically to talk about phenology or what's going on in the woods right now. Welcome back, Chell.
Hello.
Well, probably one of the most interesting wildflowers, at least as far as I'm concerned, in the woods right now is the Jack in the Pulpit.
I'm with you. I think it's a really fascinating plant for a number of reasons and definitely gets people's attention because it is, even visually, it's different from most of our other plants. Its form is quite different. So I think most of us, our eyes are drawn to things that, that looks out of the ordinary. Better check it out. And if you do, you'll see some pretty different form of flower and leaf than what you see on a lot of other plants. So the Jack in the Pulpit, first of all, has a three-parted leaf, which many people might mistake for a trillium. They look fairly similar, not identical, but fairly similar. And in the case of the Jack in the Pulpit, in addition to the stem with the three-parted leaf, the stem with the flower also has a modified leaf on it that's called the spathe. And the spathe is a modified leaf that becomes the pulpit.
So, this is the thing that droops over the flower.
Right, that kind of arcs up and over, forms a little awning almost, or lid kind of over the flower, but not close down on top of the rest. So if you were to lift up the lid of the pulpit and look in, then you would see the other part, which is really the flower, where the flowering, the actual reproductive parts are. And that is called the spadix. If you look in there, you see the spadix, which is Jack, of Jack in the Pulpit. And this Jack in the Pulpit name is something that we're very familiar with, but in other parts of the country, in the other parts of the plant's range, it has had many different names. Another name I've read is the devil's ear. Another common name is the memory root.
Well, if there are Jacks in the pulpit, are there Jills in the pulpit?
Yeah, that's an excellent question, Jay, and leads to another really remarkable trait of the Jack in the Pulpit, which is that it can either be a male or a female. It's not both. It's one or the other, and the same plant can be different genders in a given year. So one year it might be a female, the next year it might be a male. So why might a plant want to do that, you might ask?
Yeah, I guess I would.
Yeah. Well, if you think about it, it makes some sense, and it's certainly been a successful strategy for this particular species. The reason that it can make some adaptive sense is that, think about the fact that a female flower has to really last the whole summer, right? Because it's only really going to be effective if you can bring the seeds to a ripe stage and they can then be dispersed somehow. Whereas the male part of the flower, it has one role, and that is to produce and disperse pollen, or, you know, have an insect disperse its pollen. So if you, as a plant with a corm that had a really banner year the year before, you know, really put on the calories in that corm, you know, stored a lot of carbohydrates, you're really primed for being able to take the female flower from beginning to end successfully. So those are the years that you as a Jack in the Pulpit are going to be a female, and you're going to have female flower parts.
Can we tell the difference looking at them?
You can. So if you take that peek in to look at the spadix inside the spathe, if you look at the base of it and you see a lot of little green, tiny bulb-like looking structures, then you're looking at a female. If you look in there and what you see are some thin, ropey, whitish strands on the spadix, then you're looking at a male. And if you found a female, you can then watch that plant over the course of the summer, and eventually the spathe, so that leafy awning, will wither like the rest of the green part of the plant. And what it will expose is the spadix full of the beautiful red berries.
And those are the seeds.
Those are the
seeds. From the female.
Yeah, exactly. Whereas if it's a male, once it all just kind of withers at the same time. And if you've got a plant close by or one that you can revisit regularly, you can watch it over the years and see, well, what years does it, you know, come up as a female?
So there's the phenology part. You can keep track of this from year to year.
You can keep track of it from year to year. And I can say from my own experience that they do change.
Chell Anderson, botanist and plant ecologist, thanks for helping us understand Jacks and Jills in the pulpit.
You're welcome.